For the first time, there has been a mass bleaching of native sea sponges in New Zealand waters. Now, this is raising alarm about the impact climate change is having on marine ecosystems. The south of the South Island has been in the grip of an extreme ocean heat wave this summer, with April having the hottest ever water temperatures. The news comes on the day the government finally releases its game plan to slash emissions. Here's our climate reporter, Hamish Cardwell.
Under the water in Fiordland's gorgeous Breaksea Sound, schools of orange and pink fish nose among the green and crimson seaweed, which waves gently in the swell. Nestled among the kina and mollusks are sponges, which should be a healthy, velvety brown. Instead, scores of the widespread and ecologically important species are bleached a shocking white. Victoria University marine biology professor James Bell says the discovery last month is alarming.
And while we've seen that in tropical sponges, usually in response to high temperatures, it's never been reported in New Zealand. And there are very few reports in kind of colder waters like New Zealand across the world where sponges are bleached.
The bleaching appears to have happened quickly and could be widespread. Scientists have checked more than a dozen places nearby, and in some areas, up to 95% of the sponges are affected. The bleaching is also happening in Doubtful Sound. The discovery has shocked Dr. Rebecca McLeod, a marine ecologist and chair of the Fiordland Marine Guardians.
We're really worried. They presented this information to us at our Guardians meeting last week, and there was sort of stunned silence. It's taken people a while to absorb the implications of this. That's big news.
University of Otago oceanographer Rob Smith works with the government-funded Moana project researching marine heatwaves, which have become increasingly common in recent years. Waters around the South Island have had the hottest April on record. Rob Smith says there were extreme ocean temperatures in Fiordland, up to 5 degrees hotter than normal.
What we've seen this summer is the strongest marine heatwave on the west coast of the South Island in 40 years.
The warm waters have been a boon for anglers, with tuna and kingfish venturing much further south and being caught in decent numbers in Otago and Southland. But Rob Smith says interlopers can displace local species, while the warm water can also lead to outbreaks of disease in scallops, mussels, oysters and clams. James Bell says sea sponges are a crucial link in the food chain, and there could be serious consequences for fish numbers if they're wiped out.
This could be the start of something really, really bad for other ecosystems or the entire ecosystems in Fiordland. That's kind of where it potentially goes. It's pretty depressing.
Dr. McLeod says the bleaching makes what's happening to the sponges obvious. It's likely other species are being damaged, but it is harder to tell.
What we're hoping is that people will hear this story and think about what they're seeing under the water and notice changes and bring those to our attention as well, because it's a very vast and precious area, and we need lots of eyes under the water helping us out as we start to navigate this crazy new world that we're living in.
The researchers are going back to Fiordland in a few weeks to look further at the spread of the bleaching and the cause.